You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-833-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
It's Memorial Day on Monday. It's important to highlight what the holiday is about. Mark Sunlove is back with us this afternoon. He's the director of the Soldiers Memorial Downtown, which is within eyeshot here of where we are. So you had a long trek over, Mark. How are you this afternoon? It's great to see you.
I am doing great. I'm really happy to be here and talk about Memorial Day. Thanks
so
for having me.
We highlighted some of this last year. Do you have special activities? Let's find out what's going on for people to really, outside of cooking hot dogs and maybe going to a pool opening, to remember what this day is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I tell folks, like, this is the day of the year to just kind of stop for just a little while. Kind of pause, gather, and remember those who gave their lives in service. And so at 10 a.m. At Soldiers Memorial on the outdoor steps there, we will have our annual observance. And there's many parts to it. A lot of them, you know, we do each year. There's kind of some key elements of the observance. One is remembering our POW and our MIAs and American Legion Post 404. The all-women's post helps us do that. And then, of course, we lay wreaths at the memorials in our court of honor. So that's kind of the major aspect of it. This year, we are really happy to have the Red and Black Brass Band, who's kind of become a St. Louis institution. They'll be at the observance, and they'll lead a procession through the court of honor as we lay the wreaths at the memorials there. So it should be a really nice touch.
And then, when does that all take place? Yeah. What's the timing of all that?
So it starts at 10 a.m. At Soldiers Memorial, and it's the ceremony, the whole thing lasts about an hour. And then the museum is open all day, so folks are more than welcome to come in, visit the exhibits following the ceremony.
Okay, Mark, one of the best exhibits that you've got is the Ghost Army, and that's still there through Monday, yes?
Yeah, if you have not seen this exhibit yet, you have 3 days now, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, to get down and see it. Of course, Monday is a perfect time because you can come to the ceremony and then just step into the museum and see the see the exhibit.
Do you know about the Ghost Army stuff, Mark?
I do not.
Is so cool. Give him a little overview there, Mark.
Sure. So this was a unit, small unit. It was classified up until 1995. This is why most of us never heard of this. Small unit that was in France, followed the heels of the fighting forces right after D-Day, went into France, and they started doing deception work. Basically, a very complex way of ensuring that the Germans were deceived into thinking that they were a fighting unit, a particular fighting unit that the Germans were watching. And so they did 22 unique operations. They used things like inflatable tanks, inflatable jeeps. So from the air, these things look real. So the Germans, using aerial observation, were looking down. They were using sonic deception. These were 500-pound speakers that they had mounted on the back of large vehicles, and they would play the sounds of tanks coming into position or trucks moving or men speaking. So you can imagine yourself as a German intelligence officer going to sleep at night, and all of a sudden you start to hear the sounds of tanks rolling up into the American positions. You wake up in the morning and you look across, or you look down with your observation aircraft, and sure enough, you see all these tanks there, but they're all inflatable rubber tanks.
It's the best stories ever.
And that was classified all the way up to 95.
Yeah, classified until 95. So, you know, as we built our shared narrative and understanding of World War II, this was never a part of it. But certainly it was critical in a couple of moments. One was Operation Bettenberg, where the Ghost Army for 4 days held a fairly large gap that Patton had inadvertently opened up in his lines. And so they put the Ghost Army there using sonic deception. They played the sounds of units in that position. The Germans hearing them never realized that there was a gap in the line there. If they did, it would have been catastrophic.
It's now, one of the coolest stories you'll hear, Mark.
Has there been a documentary or a major motion picture about this?
Yeah, there's a fantastic documentary. It's done by a PBS. So if you remember 9PBS, you can get that streaming. Came out in 2013, I think, is when that film came out.
And there's a history of the Lou with Sue where he talks about it, too, on Odyssey, AUDACY.com.
That's even better. That's amazing.
It's an amazing story. And he'll tell it to you. So, yeah, if that exhibit is there through Monday, get yourself down there. It'll freak you out.
You know, one of the things that we often say, I say it out loud a lot, and I'm certainly not a member of the greatest generation, but what I've said is I feel like young people don't have the appreciation for the sacrifices that were made in the greatest generation. Do you ever experience anything with younger people that come to the memorial and walk away with maybe a wow? I mean, even you just telling that story right now, for people who haven't heard it, that is amazing, right? Do you see people who might not ordinarily be interested or engaged get engaged?
Yeah, I think so, you know, especially, both young and old. You know, one way that our permanent exhibit, St. Louis in Service, talks about St. Louisans in military service all the way from the Revolutionary War up through today. And it's a, you know, military museum is in our name, but we really tell the story of people and specifically St. Louis. And so how, you know, different St. Louisans, different companies from St. Louis may have been involved in these conflicts. So as you go through our permanent gallery, you really find very personal connections, whether it's a company that you know or an individual or a neighborhood. You see those connections in the gallery, and then it starts to click with people the way that we have served in the past and how important that service has been. And then, of course, the memorial aspect, the sacrifices that were made in that service.
So the hours through the weekend for someone who should at this point be inspired to come down and see that exhibit before it leaves tomorrow, Sunday and Monday, the hours would be what?
10 to 5.
Okay.
And it's always free. So you can come in, just walk in the door and check it out. I would remind folks, this is kind of the pro tip, parking is free on Sundays and holidays. So both Sunday and Monday, parking is free. You don't have to worry about the meters and the rest of it. So I always like to share that little tip.
No, that's important.
Yeah.
That is important. Well, thank you so much for coming over. We'd love to visit, and it's important to highlight these moments. And that's amazing. It's shame on me. I think I need to come back downtown and check that out. That's my phone, by the way. That's embarrassing. The host should not have his phone. I'm Mark Sunlove, the director of the Soldiers Memorial. What is the website of the memorial also?
Website is mohistory.org/memorial.
Mark, we'll get you back and talk a little bit more when we have more opportunities. I'm sorry to cut you a little short here this afternoon, but thanks for taking the long trek over, right?
Yeah, that's right. Always happy to be here.
We'll cover your travel. I'll do that personally. Thank you, Mark Sunlove.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.